In the Process of Making, Episode 8, From Dead Ends to Breakthroughs.
I allow myself to crash and burn, to face all fear at every turn. 'Cause I don't care, I can confirm, my mental is the moon.
Ah, that dreamy old moon, always there, coming and going, to-ing and fro-ing, throwing light into the dark places of our dreams where nothing is quite as it seems to be. Welcome back to In the Process of Making. I'm Dave Brown, and this is an audio documentary that's exploring the creation of something with my artistic associate, John Bode. Here we are, we're standing under the moon on the edge of chaos, peering into the swirling vortex of our creative experiment. For 2 years, we've been gathering fragments, whispers of ideas, music, stories, songs, with a cast of clowns looking for a circus to belong to, trying to find the Seven Wells story world that's lurking somewhere out there in the dark beyond the feeble glow of the moon. Remember in the last episode, we revealed that this podcast is, in and of itself, the vehicle we've been searching for, where our character clowns have finally been given a meaningful purpose to serve as part of this three-layered audio documentary experiment of ours. So now comes the alchemy, the terrifying exhilaration of attempting to manifest our Seven Wells story world in a way that somehow serves the overarching purpose of the podcast, which is the exploration of creativity. So that is the core creative challenge now. What exactly is this Seven Wells story world doing as part of this podcast? What drives it? Where's it going? How does it support our exploration of creativity? That's not at all clear at this point. So how do we proceed? Back in 2022, I had no idea. But that's the beauty and the terror of the creative process.
My mental is the moon. I simply want to play her game, to throw the dice and make a claim, to have some fun, to see what comes of something. My mental is the moon.
Blind alleys and dead ends.
Going into 2022, I reviewed everything we'd done with our fictional characters in the hope that it would suggest a way forward with the Seven Wells story world. So having fueled my brain with the fodder of our follies, I set myself the challenge of finding a reason for these characters to be part of our podcast. Ha! Where do I start? Well, I spent months recording voice memos during my morning bike rides, frantic, desperate rants that seemed brilliant in motion, but tended to collapse into naff nonsense by the time I reached home. Day after day, week after week, tossing ideas at my phone, writing, tinkering, only to watch each potential breakthrough crumble to dust. From January through to May 2022, blind alleys, dead ends, and a wasteland of abandoned concepts and conceits. Days, weeks, and months, and nothing useful to show for it. Oh man, I tell you, this was not going well. On the 1st of May, I wrote this little song snippet using one of John's a cappella stems. You might call it a call for help.
Give me a sign of where this might go. I'm on a ride and I'm needing to know. Do I stop this right now or do I go with the flow? Please give me a sign I'm needing to know.
I'd spent 6 months of going round and round in circles trying to find an overarching story that would make sense of these clown characters and this alternate world we were calling Sevenwell, trying to find some thematic purpose for it all. And then, at some point, that Alex Miller quote popped into my head. Remember, Alex Miller was the novelist who said, "For me, it has never been possible to plot or plan a novel beyond a few very basic elements. The story reveals itself to me as I proceed with the book, and it's nearly always a surprise." Ah, yes! That was an aha moment. I'd been trying to control what was going to be this story, rather than allowing it to come into being.
Give me a sign of where this might go.
Write a story and see what happens.
Back in episode 7, I shared with you our plan to weave ourselves, John and I, into the fictional narrative of the Sevenwell story world. You'll remember that we invented a storyline in which John and I share the same birthday, the 7th of July, which we thought might serve as a metafictional bridge of sorts between the creative journey of the making of our podcast and the Sevenwell story world that we were trying to manifest by way of our cast of clownish characters. So I thought, okay, let's go with the flow on that idea. Right, okay, so story. Identify a location, a character, a set of circumstances, and then disrupt the balance of things. Okay, so location, I chose Port Wollunga. Why? It's a place I know quite well. A beachside village with a beautiful long sandy beach that has a kind of magic to it. I've spent many holidays there over the years. So, yeah. Good spot. Character, John Bode, the fictional version. Circumstance, a moonlit night. Always something special about a moonlit night. Actually, I love driving on a moonlit night, especially through back streets. It's like sliding through velvet. This got me writing a little lyric for a song. I like driving in my car. I used one of John's a cappella pieces as a backing track and built a counter melody over the top of that track with multiple harmonies, a bit Bon Iverish to disguise my less than listenable voice. Anyway, after some tinkering and a night's sleep, this little song just sort of fell into place. I'm not suggesting it's particularly astounding, but it is an example of the default mode network doing its stuff.
I like driving in my car. Quiet night. I like driving in my car. Thinking of nothing.
So this little song snippet set the scene for my story involving fictional John, Port Wollunga and night driving. From late July 2022, here I am doing a reading of my story. Greetings, dear listener. Tomorrow is a special day. Tomorrow is the 7th of July 2025 and it's our birthday. Tomorrow I turn 70. 10 multiples of 7, and John, he turns 49. seven multiples of seven, on the 7th of the 7th, 2025. 25, that's 2 plus 5 equals 7. So you see, tomorrow is a very special day. And special things happen on special days. You might expect John and I to be celebrating this special day together, but no, our relationship is a casual, artistic one. We're artistic associates rather than close family friends. John is celebrating his 49th birthday with his family, holidaying in the seaside community of Port Wollunga, staying in a rather swish Airbnb suspended in the Wollunga Hills that roll down to the sand and the sea. I was celebrating my 70th birthday on Kangaroo Island with my partner Robin and my two kids, Lani and Tarkin, and their kids, our grandkids. But that's by the by. What I'm about to tell you happened to John. It began on the evening before our birthday. It was a moonlit night in the small beach community of Port Wollunga, located just 30 minutes from the beautiful city of Adelaide in South Australia. John loved to go for a drive at night before going to bed. It calmed his nerves. And tonight, he was still a bit wired after the trip from Melbourne and maybe just a bit excited about his birthday.
49 years old, it's 7. 49 years old by 7. 49 years old, it's 7. 49 years old by 7.
I'm going for a drive. Anyone want to come?
No one did. Nobody else in their family could ever understand why you would go for a drive without needing to go somewhere. John loved the velvety feel of a quiet night in the back streets of anywhere. He loved the narrow view of the world you got from the headlights of the car. He loved the interplay of the streetlights and their fluorescent attempt to do battle with the indigo darkness of night. There was a rhythm to it all that was reassuring. It was his ruminating time, thinking of nothing in particular and everything in general. He could feel the tensions of the day dissolve. He often had a tune in his head, one of his own, usually one he was working on, but he didn't work on it at these times. It would just be there in his head as he allowed his mind to meander around it. It was often around 20 minutes or so into the drive that he'd think, okay, time for bed. And he'd smile to himself, that Cheshire Cat kind of self-satisfied smile, and head for home. That night was no different. 10 minutes later, he was re-entering the outskirts of the small community. He was relaxed, at ease again. The night drive had worked its magic. Their Airbnb was on Encounter Avenue, the street coming up on the right, which ran back in a similar direction to the road he was on, making it a hard turn of 120 degrees or more. As he made the turn, John was momentarily distracted by a light flashing further down the road, maybe someone walking with a torch. Then, in the midst of the turn, a thud! John thrust his foot on the brake pedal. He sat stunned for a moment. What just happened? He gets out of the car and runs round the bonnet to the left of the vehicle. There's no one there. He looks back to the bonnet. No apparent damage at first glance. He runs to the back of the car. Nothing, no one. He looks under the car, no sign of anything untoward. He goes back to the front of the car and looks carefully for any sign of collision. No scratches, no dents. What is that? He looks carefully. He presses his finger into the soft steel of the bonnet to pick up what he thinks he sees. He takes his finger into the beam of the car light. Tinsel. Catching the light. It's tinsel. He pulls an iPhone out of his pocket and turns on its light. It's tinsel, for sure, on his finger, on the bonnet. He looks on the ground. More tinsel, a trail. Not a lot, but enough. Alongside the car, definitely a trail. And then maybe a metre, no, more like two, two-thirds the length of the car. A shape, an outline on the asphalt. A human figure of sorts, a circle for the head, two dots for eyes, a rectangular body, a stick figure, the size of a human. It's the outline of the Tinsel Man. John is understandably shaken. He takes a photo. A stick figure outline on the road where the body should have been. Everything is quiet. He looks up at the street sign, Encounter Avenue. He goes back to the Kia that's sitting in the middle of the road. The motor is still running. He manoeuvres it to the curb and parks. He turns the motor off, opens the door, swivels in his seat, legs dangling out the door, and sits there in the moonlight, looking up at the moon. He takes a breath, a long breath of Port Wollongong sea air. He looks up at the moon. Why should I be worried about strange things happening when there is such a thing as the moon, he thinks. That night, John asked the moon a simple question. What the hell is going on? He said aloud. And the moon just looked down on him and smiled her cheesy smile.
You'll find out soon enough,
the moon whispered,
if you dare.
Suddenly, there's a light in his eyes. Are you all right? Says a voice. He can't see a face behind the glare of the torch, but if he could, he would see the face of a girl. Hard to say what age, 17, 18, young. Are you okay? She says, again. A dog barks. John squints. A little black dog stands obediently beside her. Then he hears a car. Her torchlight turns off, replaced by the lights of a car behind her. He can see her silhouette making off into the roadside scrub. Moments later, a police car pulls up beside him. You okay, sir? Yes, John says. I was feeling dizzy, so I pulled over. Can I see your driver's license, sir? Sure, says John. A breath test follows. Just routine, sir, says the policeman. All clear, he says. John explains that he's staying in an Airbnb about 800 metres down the road. We'll follow you down, sir, says the police officer. Make sure you get home safely. The escorted John in his Kia hire car turns into the Airbnb, 77 Encounter Avenue. He's always surrounded by sevens. It's been that way all his life, like iron filings around a magnet. And it wasn't more than just a point of interest, even to him. That is, until he discovered the synchronicity of sevens that he shares with his artistic associate Dave. The synchronicity that joins their birthdays together in a seventological synergy. The synchronicity that led to the creation of this very story that now becomes an integral chapter in the surreal story world of sevenwell.org.
It's always been there. You were barely aware. The sevens now dead your attention. You need to take care. This sevens affair will unlikely bear comprehension.
Slow brewing.
Look, Let me be absolutely clear about getting to this point. What I've described in this one episode took me more than 9 tedious months to get through, with lots of creative effort and energy put into content that went absolutely nowhere, blind alleys and dead ends. Somehow we survived it all and made a little headway. So I figure now is a good time to introduce the Paper Boat's creative principle number 4, slow brewing. Look, to get to the elegant simplicity we aspire to, the process has to be given time. Time for whimsical play and tinkering. Time for obsessive immersion. Time for building layers of meaning and for the logic of dramaturgy to emerge. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, so said Leonardo da Vinci, apparently. That's the kind of elegance that sits on the other side of complexity. You've got to pass through complexity to get there. From the Big Bang to now, took approximately 13.8 billion years. Creation takes time. It's a slow brew, chewing the 7 peas in the pod. Patience, purpose, perseverance, passion, playfulness, perspiration, productivity. So lean into it. Enjoy the slow brew of it all.
Take it easy. Take it slow. Take it high. Take it low. And never let it go until it says it's done.
It's done. Take it easy, take it slow.
Take it slow.
Take it high and take it low.
Take it high.
Never ever let it go.
Never let it go.
Until it says.
Until it says.
And so, dear listener, there we have it, another deep dive into the chaotic cauldron of creativity. In this episode, we've shared the struggles we've had finding our narrative footing in the Seven Wells story world, and that our way in was to have John collide literally with the Tinsel Man. So let's see where that takes us in this oddball odyssey we're on. And who is this girl with the little black dog? Well, all of this is happening on the night before John's 49th birthday and Dave's 70th birthday on the 7th day of the 7th month, 2025. Surely a time when impossible things are very likely to happen. All I can say is thanks for being our partners in this deft dance between whimsy and logic, between the real and the imagined. I look forward to being with you again next month when things get even wilder and wackier. Meantime, may I suggest that one night you try dancing in the moonlight? Go on, do it. I dare you.
In the Process of Making is conceived by Dave Brown and John Bode and presented by the Paper Boats. Please subscribe to our podcast and recommend it to your friends, lovers, and others, and go to our sevenwell.org website to find out more. Episodes are released on the 7th day of each month on all your favorite podcast platforms. And be watching out for Seven Wells snippets, bits and pieces of Seventological Sunshine released randomly each month on socials and available also from the website. And did you know?
In 1968, Apollo 7, became the first crewed Apollo mission, spending 7 days orbiting Earth, testing systems, doing the unglamorous groundwork nobody writes songs about. Mission number 7 never touched the moon. But without Apollo 7's success, there would have been no Apollo 11 landing 10 months later. Sometimes the breakthrough doesn't come from the breakthrough moment itself, but from the persistent work of mission number 7, circling, testing, not giving up until the path forward reveals itself. Just like our own creative orbits, through dead ends and blind alleys, sometimes we need to complete our 7 days of testing before we fulfill our dreams.
Big old moon up in the sky, you're so much bigger in my eye. Of all the other stars around, I love you most, you cheesy old clown. Seven's your secret, you funny old thing. You're in on the joke, I know you've been watching. I know you don't judge, you just watch and observe. You never stop beaming with patient reserve. So beam on, dear friend, don't let me down. I'll see you tomorrow, you cheesy old clown. Beam on, dear friend, dream.